Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are getting into our series, Getting to Know Jesus, and we have been going through the book of Luke, and we are in Luke chapter 5, verse 27 today. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, place in that huddle. And it really does help us get the word of God out across our state. And so I want to encourage you to participate in that way. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are a blessing to us, and we rely on our monthly supporters. So thank you so very much. All right, the title today is Follow Me, but before we dive into that, let's talk about what is happening in Washington State. According to the Washington State Standard, Washington lawmakers approved nearly $20 million to preserve long-term care coverage for certain immigrants, but the funding is now expected to serve only 173 people rather than 1,200 that were initially anticipated. So I did some math, and it was supposed to be 1,200 immigrants. I think it's legal immigrants. And now it's only going to serve 173. And I'm like, that's like $115,000 per individual. Now, they don't really get that in cash, but still, wow. I mean, you look at some of the caps for single moms, it's like $2,000. It's much, much less. And so, you know, I guess we have to way when we're voting and we're looking at legislators, is this true compassion? Is this really what is needed? Now, if you want to know my position, a lot of these things should be handled by the family, not by the government. These benevolence should be handled by the church, not by the government. So overall, I get it, but we want to be compassionate to those around us. But the reality is, it's a family issue and it is a church issue to take care of those who are in need around us, not the government. Government is not God. All right. So just my thoughts on what's happening in Washington. Again, another program that greatly misses the mark on what is anticipated as far as legal immigrants having support. I think that those in the church should be taking care of those legal immigrants. All right, let's read from Luke chapter 5, verse 27. It says, after that, he went out and noticed a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax booth, and he said to him, follow me. Have you heard Jesus cry out to you, follow me? I mean, this is an important thing. Has he called to your soul and said, follow me? And have you accepted that? Have you rejected that? Where are you at with that calling that he has placed upon your life? Follow me, he says. And he goes to a Levi. And he left, a tax collector named Levi. And he left everything behind and got up and began to follow him. Look at that. That is what we are called to do with Christ, is to leave everything behind, to be courageous and do what he says. I can tell you my own life, that can be incredibly difficult, whether that was pastoring. I first had an electronics engineering job, and, for a young man, I was doing pretty good financially in that job. And God's like, follow me, leave everything, follow me. And I don't know that I left everything, but I do know that I got up and took a significant pay cut to follow after Jesus. And I guess when I stand before God on judgment day, I'll find out if I heard his voice and if I did it the way that he wanted me to do it. I believe I did, but we'll find out. And Levi gave a big reception for him in the house, and there was a great crowd of tax collectors and other people who were reclining at the table with him. So this is interesting. Jesus is with Levi, tax collector, which if you knew the tradition, tax collectors and Jews did not get along, right? Tax collectors represented the Roman Empire and all that was, wrong for their day, the oppression. And here Jesus is coming to a party. The Pharisees and their scribes began grumbling at his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? I think we can just learn a lot from this because we have become so tribal. Why do you talk to Democrats? Why do you talk to Republicans? Why do you talk to independents? Why do you talk to libertarians? That is a Pharisee attitude. no matter which part of the equation you're on, maybe you're an atheist and you don't even believe in God and you have that attitude. I get it from you. What I don't get it is from the born again believers when they have that attitude, like, why are you talking to them? No, as born again believers, where Jesus Christ is Lord of our life, Jesus talks to everyone. Get a hold of that. In the public square, Jesus breaks down every barrier, every cultural thing, and says, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to sinners. And Jesus answered and said to them, it is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. This, to me, is what is plaguing our culture today. We get into these huddles, Republican huddle, Democrat huddle, Independent huddle, and we isolate ourselves and do not have conversation. We're so worried that the other side might pollute us or do something because our character is such that we feel like we're going to cave. Did Jesus compromise any of his principles or compromise any of his beliefs by having a conversation and dining with sinners? I don't think so. And his question is this. It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now, the Pharisees were not righteous based upon God's standard. They were self-righteous in essence. And he's kind of pushing in on them. Now, remember this. Jesus had no problems also dining with the Pharisees. I mean, we'll see that later on. But he's making a point. He's making the point that as sinners need to hear the good news. Now, in no way am I likening political tension, political camps to one being righteous, one being unrighteous. There's enough unrighteousness to go into every camp, right? So I'm not saying all Republicans are righteous and all Democrats are unrighteous. I am saying that we need to be willing to step in and talk to those who do not know Jesus, who are sinners, who have not come to their senses, and share the good news of Jesus with them and help them to see the Word of God come alive. And so that is to the church. You know, church, we've abandoned the political realm because we say it's too messy, and that is not God's heart. God's heart is that people come to repentance, and that would be both Republican, Democrat, Independent, and Libertarian. Now, just because some conservatives have certain areas that align more with the Bible, for instance, socialism does not align with the Bible. Government becoming God and, you know, showing certain people groups favor and not other groups favor and taking wealth and redistributing it, that's all contrary to the Bible. Yet capitalism of work hard, everyone must work if they want to eat, those kind of things are in the Bible. But just because you have that principle doesn't mean you're born again. You're born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. And as Christ followers, one of the greatest mission fields that we have in the public square is the area of the political realm. And to step in and say, no, you got to have the right heart. Policy is the outflow of the heart. How many policies have been made by Republicans that have not, that policy did not glorify God? How many policies have been made by Democrats that policy did not glorify God? Think about that. So we need to be a voice in these things, bringing in the moral standard of God's word and calling people to repentance. And they said to him, the disciples of John often fast and offer prayers. The disciples of the Pharisees also do the same, but yours eat and drink. They said, we don't like what you're doing. You're out partying and doing all this kind of stuff. You don't eat and drink. And Jesus said to them, you cannot make the attendants of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them, can you? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days. And he was also telling them a parable. No one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. Otherwise, he will both tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one who puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins, and no one after drinking old wine wishes for new, for he says the old is good enough. Wow. So what is my thought for today? Are you following Jesus? Have you abandoned? Maybe you're a doctor and you're walking into that public square today and you've abandoned those areas. You're like, I just go hang out with my Christian buddies. I go do this. Have you stepped into those areas where you are to be salt and light today? Just like Christ is salt and light. He stepped into those areas where sinners were, not caring about whether they're the party of the Pharisees or party of the tax collectors or party of the, you know, whatever. He talked to everyone. And we need to do the same. We need to be truth and love and grace and mercy to everyone. Now, just because I said the word love doesn't mean I mean compromise. Love means if you truly love someone, you tell them when they're going to fall off a cliff. All right. So we're getting to know Jesus. We're learning about him, that he dined with everyone. And we want to do the same. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We do give it over to you. We ask that you would be glorified through our actions today. Go before us in all things, God. Help us to learn how to love the way that you love. Help us to speak truth in the way that you speak truth. God, we pray this scripture. Have I come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance? Break us out of our holy huddles, God. Break us out of our conservative huddles or our liberal huddles. God, help us to come together and have a conversation and spur each other on to a true relationship with Jesus Christ that is based upon the word of God, not on emotion, not on anything else, but God's word. Would you change us and transform us from the inside out, God? God, we want to be more like Jesus. So Lord, whether we're sitting down with tax collectors, whether we're sitting down with Pharisees, whether we're sitting down with whoever it might be, God, let our message be the same. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And the only way they can repent is by faith through grace in Jesus Christ. So we pray for Governor Bob Ferguson today. We pray that you would bring salvation to his home, wisdom, insight, and direction. We pray for President Trump today. We pray that you will do the same for him, God. We pray for Maria Cantwell, Patty Murray, Suzanne Schmidt, Michael Baumgartner, Rob Chase. We pray for Leonard Christian. God, we just pray for all of those elected officials around us. God, we want to bring repentance, the message of repentance and newness of life to each one of them, God. God, we know that you are willing. And so, God, would you just show up and give wisdom to each one? Go before us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.